Lakeland, Portage College will be receiving $1.7 million to expand and add more programming, and one of the top priorities of the funding is offering its practical nurse programming more regularly at the St. Paul and Lac La Biche campuses. The town of St. Paul Council was privy to an update from Portage College representatives last Monday evening, relaying the information that had just been released by the provincial government. The information was then made official on May 11 when the government of Alberta announced Portage College would receive $1.7 million, along with $990,000 being committed to Lakeland College, and $1.3 million going to Keano College. Programs that will benefit from the funding include health care aid training, practical nursing, and animal health technology. One of the most exciting opportunities for Portage College will be increased opportunities for the St. Paul and Lac La Biche campuses to offer first and second year practical nurse programming every year, rather than alternating between first year and second year programs. Nancy Broadbent, president and CEO with Portage College, explained how the Cold Lake campus has been offering both first and second year practical nurse programming every year, but the St. Paul and Lac La Biche campuses were alternating between offering the programs to first and second year students, so the right program wasn't always available when a potential student wanted to start their education. The new funding means we will see the campus grow, said Broadbent. She added that the community social work program in Cold Lake will also be able to expand, and a new program aimed at training computer technicians will also be offered. We all need computer technicians in all of our communities, including the college, said Broadbent. The funding directed at Northeastern Alberta post-secondary institutions is expected to create 400 new seats over 3 years at the three institutions. A key part of the recently announced Alberta at Work initiative, the targeted enrollment expansion program invests in new seats in high-demand programs, according to the Government of Alberta. The $1.7 million Portage College will receive as part of the targeted enrollment program is extremely important. Our rural communities need ways to retain our youth, especially in healthcare positions, and increasing funding to healthcare programs in Portage College is a good step in the right direction, said David Hansen, MLA for Bonnyville Cold Lake Street. Paul. Other St. Paul updates. Joining Broadbent during the delegation with Town of St. Paul Council on May 9 was Edna Gervais, a community liaison officer with the college. She noted that the college is getting back on track, and specifically noted the Portage Market in St. Paul has officially reopened and the culinary program is doing well. Work integrated learning will be a focus for Portage College, which means students will be out in the community, gaining valuable experience completing projects and practicums. Broadbent explained that this year, the college was able to add about 12 positions, and there were no budget cuts. A grant reduction did happen, but adjustments had been made a couple years ago to make up for that reduction. In St. Paul, the top five programs for students are academic upgrading, university studies, practical nurse, culinary arts, and early learning and childcare. This year is also the first time since 2005 that the college as a whole has 1,000 full-load equivalent students, and it is anticipated that there will be over 1,100 students by the end of the year. It was also noted that new board members have recently joined Portage College from the area, including Linda Salstrom and Dr. Pat Makokas.